on WYPR
in Baltimore.
It's Out of the Blocks.
From the minds of Aaron Hinken and Wendell Patrick.
One album radio.
One city block.
Everybody's story.
This is 200 Oil Salad Arrested.
Wind chimes or bells, if people hear them ringing, if they place them inside their house, they believe spirits are there, and the spirits will turn around and leave when they hear the bells or chimes. Some people actually want the spirits, and so they use these little bells to call in the spirits, or they're used on altars when you practice magic and you have your altar set up. It is overwhelming for a lot of people. They'll walk in the door and they'll go, is this a witch shop? Is this a voodoo shop? What kind of store is this? And I'll say, it's whatever kind you want it to be. What are you looking for? Grandma's Candle Shop, 227 West Saratoga Street. People just started calling me Grandma from the beginning, which was 38 years ago. So I've just gone by Grandma. Each candle color has a different meaning. Red candles are generally for love and strength. Green are for money and growth. Blue generates peace and healing. White is your most powerful candle because that will amplify the energy of any other candles you burn. We sell a lot of herbs. We've got chewandan, which is very popular. When you go to court, you're supposed to actually chew the root and spit it out before you go in the courtroom, and that way the judge will go in your favor. We have Beth root, which is also known as rattlesnake root. People carry that in their mojo bags. You wrap a dollar bill around it, and that's so you'll never be broke. You can use anise. That helps prevent nightmares if you put it in your pillow. There's violet, which helps heal a broken heart.
Do you believe in magic?
Oh, of course I do. Like I tell people, when you blow out a candle for your birthday, aren't you making a wish? That's magic. Magic isn't necessarily going out in the woods and standing in a circle and chanting to the moon. I believe most of our lives we experience magic or miracles. Some people think they're miracles. It's what you believe in.
This $5 size, okay. This one. And this one is the $12, but I'll give you 10 for you. My name is Mohammed Kazal, and my business name, Bismillah Bari Oil Inc., 213 West Saratoga Street.
We have Coco Mango, Eat It Raw, Egyptian Musk, Super Egyptian Musk, Dolce & Gabbana, Ice Villain, Super Playboy. Look me all over.
Thank you.
My name is Rehan Ahmed. My age is 11 years old. I know that my dad was from Bangladesh, and he came in America so he can, learn about new stuff, because in Bangladesh we didn't have technology that we have here, so he wanted to come here.
He will help you.
After I'm done my school, or if I have activities I'm done, I come here, work, do my homework, and then play around.
What goes into working here? I mean, what are all the things you have to do, be responsible for?
You have to be responsible for the oil, how you put it in. You have to be responsible for the prices you make, how much you sell it for, the deals you make, and more. It's like home in here. This town is like home. This place, city, his block is home to us.
Ilhami Ibrahim, Ilhami, E-L-H-A-M-Y, Ibrahim, I-B-R-A-H-I-M. I'm at 212 West Saratoga, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. And I own 213, 215 West Saratoga. And I still holding the mortgage in 211 West Saratoga. And I sold it 223, 225. I sold it a few years back ago to Grandmom Candle Shop. I spent 27 years in my life in this block, more than where I grew up. This block is part of me. I'm from Egypt. I came to United States in 1981. I love it. I love Saratoga Street. I love the people here. And everybody know who I am for. I'm always offered to help, offered to be part of this community. The American Dream is here.
It's a sewing machine.
And what's this one?
Trimmer.
Trimmer.
Big equipment. It's a big equipment here. My name is Alex Skolnik, 219 West Saratoga. My shop, cobbler shop.
How did you get into this business?
It's from Russia. This business, maybe in 5-6 years, it shut down completely. Nobody buy it.
You don't think you'll be able to pass it on to someone else?
You know, this business die, okay? Sometimes you can sit all day and nobody come. And so people buy, you know, cheap shoe right now. What's it, pay less, you know, shoe and cheaper throw away than come for a pair. You buy for $10 a pair of shoe, you come to me, spend it $5 for a pair. What's the reason I pay $5 more and have a brand new pair? It's life, you know.
You've been on this block for 30 years?
Yes.
Tell me how old you are.
Who, me? I'm 65.
And you're still here every day working?
Yeah, except Sunday.
Do you think about retiring?
I'm retired. When you're younger, you won't go retired. When you come age, what you're retired, you don't want to be retired. You won't go to work. Right now, I'm old. You know, I don't have no more dreams. No more dreams. You know, be healthy. It's all.
If you're just tuning in, you're on 200 West Saratoga Street.
It's Out of the Blocks. 1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
Do you like rainy days?
Oh, no, they're so dreary. Nothing happens. Just like listening to music. My name's Denise Tisdale. It's called Beauty of a Woman Salon. 204 West Saratoga Street. Some women sometimes feel down and depressed. So once you get your hair done, you just feel good about yourself. At one point in my life, I didn't feel that good about myself. Where I came from, it was something. My baby is 25 now, 5 years old. That's when I left his dad. I ain't even have a place to stay.
What made you decide to leave his dad?
Oh, he was very abusive. That day I decided it was done. Oh, it was done. That day, me and my sister had a plan. I said, you come with the truck and I'm gonna go home, fix dinner, act like everything was fine. So he was home with the baby and I just went home, fixed dinner, act like everything was fine. So when he left, my sister was back in the truck up and I took everything out and I left. Then it was on. Oh, it was on for months and months. Yes, oh, that lifestyle was a mess. We went to court, we was fighting, he stole a car. Yeah, he wanted to kill me. But the Lord protected me, kept that shield over me. And I say, look where I'm at now. I'm a businesswoman. Knowing that I don't have to answer to nobody.
I remember the first toy train that I ever had. I was about 6 and I got it for a birthday present. And of course, like most 6-year-olds with their first train, they never got to play with it because their father was playing with it most of the time. So I guess at some point I decided I need to get my own.
We got a steamer running back there and a pasture train down there.
Yeah, I'm Nick Costanzi. I'm the vice president of the BSME.
I'm Jim Berg. I'm the president of the society this year. 225 West Saratoga Street. And see Baltimore Society of Model Engineers. We've been in existence since 1932. We don't model a particular railroad. It's all fictitious. We do call our city Baltimore, and we have some Baltimore landmarks, but we don't actually model Baltimore to street by street, because you'll get somebody come in saying, man, that's on the should be on the southwest corner of that street, not the northwest corner. So, you know, we just call it Baltimore for ease and give a flavor of Baltimore. We have Broma Seltzer Tower, and Penn Station here is our passenger station. So we control the turnouts for different, you know, controlling where the trains go, all by these rotary switch machines. The story behind those are they're actually surplus from B-29 bombers, so World War II surplus equipment. All the wiring is underneath and everything that controls the layout. I mean, you got the wiring for running the trains, giving power to the track. You'd be able to get in underneath there for maintenance and rerailing cars, you know, and on occasion when they do derail, you have to get in there and put it back on the tracks. It is a miniature world, so you get to unwind from work by running trains through something that you created, you know, so, and hours can go by just running a train from point A to point B. Just, I mean, you can, there's imagination from, you know, carrying freight and passengers between stations, and the neat thing about model railroading is you can do as little or as much realism as you want.
Look around, does say, and Allah knows best, and may Allah forgive me if I say it wrong. It says that from Allah we come from, and to Allah we shall return. That's all I have to say. I'm not a real elegant speaker, but I'm not trying to be, you know. I'm Abdullah Al-Mujib al-Sadiq. My address here on Saratoga Street is 313. I became a Muslim in the prison system 23 years ago. What it done for me? Well, it made me quit some of the negative things I was doing, like drinking, hanging on the corner, selling drugs, you name it. I done probably done it out in the street, you know.
What did you get put away for?
Dealing drugs. I had 8 years, but part of the sentence was suspended. I did maybe like 20 months behind the wall. You never know what Allah have in store for you. I mean, some of us, myself included, would have stayed on the street. Ain't no telling what we might not be here today. You know, it kind of turned into a blessing. From Allah we come from, and to Allah we shall return.
Hello, my name is Babar Ali. This is Downtown Gift and Variety, 2908 Saratoga Street. I came from Bangladesh. Used to be Bangladesh, India, Pakistan is same country. So we are separate from India 1947. And that time we are with Pakistan, East Pakistan and West Pakistan. We separate from the Pakistan 1971. This is our independence time. So we are like independence country now.
Will you teach me how to say something in Bangla?
Abar dekha hobe.
Abar dekha hobe.
You're right. Yeah.
And that means?
It means we're going to see you again.
Abar dekha hobe.
Dekha hobe.
You tune into Out of the Blocks, 200 West Saratoga Street, 1 hour of the radio. One city block, everybody's story. Don't touch that dial.
Out of the Blocks, 200 West Saratoga Street, from Aaron Hinken and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour radio, one city block, everybody's story.
My name is Amy Cavanaugh Royce, and I'm the executive director of Maryland Art Place, 218 West Saratoga Street. Well, so MAP is and has been the home for living artists for 35 years. We, you know, cater to contemporary artists. And the building that we're in on Saratoga Street, we purchased in 1986. In 2014, I moved us back to the building. I fell in love with the building. It's five stories. It's amazing. It's in terms of creativity. There's just so much happening in the building now. We have a lot of tenants. So my day-to-day here is basically making sure the tenants are happy, making sure our exhibition schedule still happens, raising money to keep the building alive. I've completely invested my life into this space, for sure. And it's a total mess.
You went through like a transition to landlord, right? I mean, what's it like to be a landlord?
It's awful. I have been working nonstop for 4 years. I should have a cot here, but I sleep on a black sofa from time to time. We have 10 HVAC systems in this building, three of which don't work, and they all need to be replaced. I need a new roof. Some days it's like having a toxic boyfriend. You know, it's like, this relationship's not working out. I have to go. But I can't, because everyone's relying on me to be here.
Is it true that one of your tenants is your mother?
Yeah, my mom is here. She's a jeweler. And it's nice having her in the building. I can, you know, go cry to her from time to time. I wanted to be a cellist, I guess, because I spent the better part of my life doing nothing but playing music. So how I landed here is just a sort of bizarre state of affairs. My degree is in cello performance. Somebody from like the BSO will hear this and go, oh my God, girl, you need to go practice your intonation. It's terrible. Playing is so difficult for me today. It's like you're just part of this thing that it's like so big. And the fact that that's not a part of my day to day, I think makes me sad, but there's other more meaningful things happening in a lot of ways that affect people beyond me. My life has become about buildings and art and communities, and that's not a bad thing either.
Heat it up. I'm Carol Cavanaugh, and I'm here at MAP at 218 Saratoga Street. I'm a jeweler sculptor. I was in the jewelry trade for many years as a wax pattern maker. It's the lost wax process, in essence. I cast in silver and bronze. Used to do gold, but that's too expensive these days.
Tell me a little bit about who your landlord is.
As my daughter, who happens to be the executive director of MAP. And so I have a special interest in what happens here in this building, which is almost like a temple of art. This is an acetylene oxygen torch. I just heat the file a little bit. It doesn't have to be a lot. And then I can just run it across the red wax and file it smooth. If you're going to carve a ring, you can take these hard waxes and make a basis on which you can put softer waxes on top and make intricate patterns that will simply sit on the surface. So you can make beautiful carved rings that way. By laying down wax, you're almost drawing the soft wax on top of the harder surface. And when you put the softer waxes on, then of course you have to be careful. So that's all done with dental tools. I had a small stint at Georgetown University Dental Clinic, and I have lots of tools that the dentist very graciously gave to me. I use ruby red Kerr injection wax, so I almost always walk out of here looking like maybe I had a little accident and I have red wax dripping down my clothes or on my hands.
As a jewelry maker, I mean, you spend so much time with an object, whether it's an earring like the one you have in your hand, you must have quite a relationship with it by the time it's done, right?
Yes, but my feeling is everything you make, you must be willing to let go out into the universe. And with only maybe one or two exceptions, I don't hang on to things. I say goodbye to them, and I'm sure they're making somebody else happier than they would make me, so. Or at least I hope so.
I actually took apart walls on the fourth floor to get the drywall needed to build a studio on the third floor. And I'm not a clean worker. And I'm probably not the most organized person, but I grew up in like special ed for 12 years. So you just kind of figure out ways that you work best and then, you know, exist that way. There is transitions when you put drywall on that you need to make flat and smooth. So you just do a lot of layers of the mud that gets you to a flat, smooth surface. But if you do it right, it's kind of like swimming or life. If you're easy with it and you have a smooth process, then everything's going to go nice and swimmingly. But if you're trying to force it, like anything in life, you end up messing it up. My name is Gregory Lamberson, and we are at 218 West Saratoga Street in Baltimore, Maryland. September 2014, I came in to renovate the gallery, and they pretty much just couldn't get rid of me. It was right around when I was deciding to get out of the Marine Corps. I needed to figure out what I was gonna do, and this is a pretty good fit for me because I have an art degree and I have extensive experience in construction just growing up doing it. I ended up in the Marines when I was 19, and I ended my affiliation with the Marine Corps last January, so about 12 years. I ended up as a staff sergeant in the Marine Reserves.
What's it like now to be sort of done with that chapter?
Honestly, there's a large support structure in the military, and when you get out, you don't have that. And the transition from being in the military and the job and the performance and the mission, that is your life. And when you're out, you don't have the support structure, and a lot of times you don't have a mission, and you don't have a thing that you're working towards. Whenever you lose that, you kind of lose a part of yourself. So this, in part, is being a part of a group for me. This building and the drive to repopulate this whole downtown corridor and do it in an impactful way that doesn't slight the communities that have been around Baltimore and around Maryland is meaningful to me.
Hey, Radioland. It's 1 hour of radio, one city block. Everybody's story.
Out of the block,
200 West Saratoga Street.
It's the music that I listen to every day.
You literally have calluses on the backs of your knuckles from those scissors.
And then a permanent mark where the scissor lands at. If this is not a sign of dedication, I don't know what it is.
Hello, my name is Bishmi Cromarty. I am the owner and designer of Bishmi R. Cromarty, and my studio is here on 218 West Saratoga Street. I'm a big fan of origami. I love certain folds. I love clean lines and
all my garments, and the key thing that I make sure that I incorporate in my designs are shapes. It might not be a shaped shoulder, but you might see a nice cut in the bodice or in the sleeve, or a nice peplum or exaggerated peplum with a shape. So, play football, I played lacrosse, I hated it. I would rather design the outfits for lacrosse and football, but I was always told you have the body frame to play football, you'll be good for football, and I'm like, no. My family did look, they looked sideways, but once they saw how serious I was and that I actually knew what it was that I wanted to be, they kind of let me live a little bit. These mannequins that I have, these are the adjustable ones, so you can adjust their waist, their bust, and she can go from a size 0 to a size 4 just by changing the notches.
Tell me what you're doing, what you're increasing there with a turn of a knob.
I was increased in her bust. She was a 32, and then I just changed her into a 36, so... It was only that simple. I've dressed Jasmine Sullivan. I dressed Jill Scott for the CBS tribute for Stevie Wonder. Recently, I just dressed for the BET Honors Toni Braxton's sisters. I made their garments that they were wearing while they were performing back up for her. It's a lot of stuff. It's I'm still heading to get to where I see, but I'm also appreciative and inspired by what's came my way and how much I accomplished. If it caught your eye, I've done my job.
I'm Jordan Faye Block, and we are at 218 West Saratoga on the top floor of the Maryland Art Place building. We are standing in Jordan Faye Contemporary. Right now, this gallery is filled with some Thrive alumni and some new Thrive artists. And
what does that mean, Thrive?
Thrive. So one of the things that exists within Jordan Faye Contemporary is a program that we're running called Thrive. Thrive is a marketing It's to teach artists how to market and sell themselves. I ended up realizing there was a need to teach artists what I do without thinking twice about it, which is to be a shameless self-promoter. Just talking to collectors about work intimidates most artists, and it doesn't intimidate me. So I try to teach them how to talk to collectors and believe in themselves. So like, how do you value oneself? Like, how do you value the work that's on the wall, and how do you come up with a price for that? That's a really hard thing to do. So we mentor them in doing that. So we meet with them one-on-one for an hour, and there's a fee, it costs money, but they get marketing materials with that, postcards, posters, and we promote them. And they get to hang in this space for 10 days. And so if we walk into the West Gallery, which is our largest exhibition space, I love this room. Totally love this room. Anyway, so this is now filled with, at the moment, there are going to be 5 artists in our Thrive mentorship program, and it is the Spring 2016 Thrive Artists Exhibition. And I make it work as a show. I bring it all together and go, okay, these people, and it's amazing if you turn around and like look at her paintings and his canvases with the silkscreen and the printmaking on them, they really actually vibrate very well together. And like for me, Thrive is like this moment where you're like, oh my God, there's this challenge of figuring out, can I make it work? And how does it all have a dialogue together, and how does it fit? But it does, every time. It's getting a little emotional because the program is really special to me. I wouldn't have looked for this great big space if it wasn't for wanting to continue the work with those emerging artists. This is my favorite space, and I've been in like 5 or 6 spaces, but this is the one that you feel it when you walk in, that there's like a lot of love here. I also think the space is really good for selling artwork. It's probably my best space yet. I've sold more work in this space in the last 6 months. So I feel like the energy in the space is really good for instigating people to connect with the work and then decide to take it home with them.
My name is Priya Bayana. I work for the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment, Inc. organization, and I'm at Maryland Art Place at 218 West Saratoga. So the organization was founded about 3 years ago to basically manage and promote and facilitate cultural activity in this area formerly known as downtown's West Side. So it's along the Howard Street light rail that kind of runs that section of downtown up from the Bromo Tower itself, our namesake, at Lombard in Utah, all the way up to MLK and Reed and just past Antique Row. I think a lot of revitalization projects don't ask the question of who is this actually for, because I think there is an assumption that it's the whole purpose of it is to get new, slightly more affluent people into an area that some deem, you know, not comfortable or unsafe or just have all of these sorts of perceptions about it. So I think that's, I don't think anyone would deny that that's sort of how the program started. But what we're trying to do and what we talk a lot about on our programming committee is actually as much as possible serving people that are already in the district and treating every single person as like a potential audience member and not as much focusing on, like definitely focusing on getting more people to the district also, but having a really solid balance between those. We are right in the middle, basically at the heart of the district on this block, half a block away from the light rail station. And I think we really get a lot of the major activity and momentum right here on this block.
Here we have a 9x9 booth, and then the rest is control room and lounge, basically, where we have all the equipment and gear that we need to A, make people sound good, and B, keep them comfortable. My name is Brandon Lackey from Lineup Room Recording Studio. We're at 218 West Saratoga. This one is a song by Nature Boy, who's a producer out of like Columbia. He's from Baltimore, though. About like wasted talent and how that's like the most tragic thing.
Not worse than a wasted talent. Think about it. Sitting on wasted talent. Think about it.
So I have a computer, big desk. I have a MIDI controller on top of it, which is a keyboard that allows me to control whatever sounds in Logic or Pro Tools. To my left, I have all of my hardware, my mic preamps, my digital interface that takes the analog information and turns it into computer or digital audio. I love, you know, obsessing over the minutiae and all the details and techniques of mixing, but the biggest part of it is my interaction with people, which really is what drives me. I'm all about networking. I'm constantly putting people together. We do an event every second Thursday called Be More Beat Club, which really brings all of my friends together, and we talk about your music, but it's really an event where producers play beats and MCs rap, and that's the exciting part about it.
Welcome to Be More Beat Club 20. If you are just joining us, this is a networking event for MCs and producers. I'm gonna call up one more producer off the open mic list.
My name is Easy Jackson. I'm an MC. And I host Be More Beat Club because I like bringing the city together in the hip-hop scene. So Be More Beat Club is in 14 Cabaret, which is in the basement of Maryland Art Place, which is 218 West Saratoga Street. And it's a vibe of, you know, it's the cypher vibe. It's like the basement, you know what I mean, kind of vibe. And MCs and producers are testing out their skills, sharpening their skills, you know what I mean, while at the same time, you know, meeting other MCs and producers from the area.
I'm Dre Thompson.
My name is Tizlon the Great.
My name is Swift. I'm a music producer and composer.
Most people know me by my stage name, which is Brain Rap.
My artist name, which I go by, is Easy Profit.
Oh, man, BMO Beat Club, that's the jungle right here, man. Like, this is where all the dopest producers come. We improvise everything. The producers play, the artists rap.
You know, it's almost like somebody opening their home for the community to come through and powwow, you know. But it's all dealing with hip-hop.
In this day and age, it's so easy to go find that popular instrumental on YouTube and just rip it off. But to actually physically meet those people and to develop a relationship and be able to go and really make music with those people, like, that's what is so cool about Beat Club, is that it kind of flips everything on its ear. It gives producers a spotlight because, to be honest, producers really don't get a lot of the shine.
Man, it's like church, man. It's like catching the Holy Spirit in there, dude. honestly, man. You just go in there and you express yourself. You go past the door, man, and it's like you're going, you ever seen Harry Potter? You ever seen, remember the tent scene, how they went in the tent and it was ginormous, you know? That's exactly what it's like. You go in there and the whole mood changes and it's positivity. It has never been anything that was negative at all in there.
Y'all make some noise for him one time. Woo! One time for Lana, bro. Hold on, I'm gonna call up son, alright? Alright, so I'm gonna call up the next producer. Let me get the Swift up here. Where's the Swift at? Where's Swift at? Come on, Swift.
From 200 West Saratoga Street.
It's out of the blocks.
More after the break.
Out of the Blocks is made possible with grant funding from the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund and the Cohen Opportunity Fund.
From 200 West Saratoga Street.
It's Out of the Blocks.
A simple concept.
From the minds of Aaron Hinken and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour of the radio, 1 city block, everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
Everybody's story. My name is Rodney Downs, but I go by Ronnie, and the address here is 218 West Saratoga Street. Well, I'm the building maintenance guy. I'm like the manager of the building, and I've been here since 92. 1 year, he gave me a T-shirt, had the mayor of West, 200 block of West Saratoga Street. So everyone called me the mayor.
Everyone calls you the mayor of 200 block of Saratoga Street.
Ronnie is, I know him about 10 years, this block. He's a very nice guy, very helpful guy.
They think I'm very special and they trust me. They can leave the store and go to the temple and pray and leave me in the store to watch over the store.
Like I say, I call, hey, Mr. Ronnie. He say, what do you need about? Anything need a help? Like, helpful. This very greatest man. I like him very much.
We just one big happy block.
Yeah, my name is Ahmed. My last name Ahmed, first name Bulbul. And my store name Ahmed Bariwal and Variety. 217 West Saratoga Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. Over 800 different kind of fragrance. Like you say Gucci 2, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Polo Black, Polo Blue. This is 32 ounce or for 2 pound bottle. And we have this bottle we're selling for $5. You know, we have this bottle, it's called a diamond cut bottle. This is the diamond shape. This is a fancy bottle. Same bottle, but this is a plain and this is fancy.
Yes.
Oh, I'm from Bangladesh and I'm here for about 20 years.
Okay, my name's P.L. Faisal Ahmed P.L. P.L.'s my nickname. I'm 15 and this is my mom and dad's shop. Whenever I don't have school, I come here and work.
My son is so far, he's very, very gentle, and he's very serious person.
Tell me what it's like to work for your dad.
He's strict. He'll tell me to fill up an oil if I mess up. He'll tell me to do better every 0.1 second. Well, I want to be a soccer player when I'm older, but my backup is between animator, forensic, or lawyer. I was raised a conservative Muslim, so that means no dating, pray 5 times a day. If I miss it, make up for it, read the Quran. High school is very hard. When I get called names, I don't care, really. Everybody gets called names, so it's not really a big deal to me.
What kind of names? I mean, what do kids say to you?
I mean, you know, they say terrorists and stuff. I'm not really worried about it because, I mean, I know I'm not, so... doesn't really affect me.
To those who call a Muslim terrorist, we cannot stop them to calling because they have a God give them mouth and they can say anything they want. It's not hard, but they need to justify. They need to learn about the Islam. All kind of faith people, they have a bad people. So if you say only Muslim terrorist, this is wrong. we greet each other, assalamu alaikum, peace on you, or peace upon you. Salam means peace. Salam means nothing but peace.
This is the barber shop. Back in the day, after you hone your razor, the way you smooth it out, and it would take the snags and stuff like that out of the blade. But nowadays we use a disposable razor, so you don't have to use them.
And that was your grandfather's?
Yes. Yeah, I inherited that. I deserve that because I used to get it when I was a kid and I wasn't acting right in his barbershop. My barbershop, 221 West Saratoga Street.
And your name?
Marcel. My grandfather was a barber, and he started out at Pennsylvania Avenue, Pennsylvania and McKean Street, but he started out selling fish. He made enough to pay his way through barbering school, and he went on to be a barber for the next, I guess, 50 years. And I guess I'm the one who carried on the legacy. My grandfather, he was very encouraging. Very encouraging. In the beginning years, when I was running the street and acting crazy and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing to myself, I guess he was doing a whole lot of praying. And he just passed away last January. He was 99 years old. He cut hair until he was like 90-something years old, in his early 90s.
Do you hope to keep working as long as he did?
I hope to be living as long as he did. Yeah, of course.
It's brownstone in character. It was built in 1904 or 1906, I can't remember which. Whatever immediately followed the Great Baltimore Fire, because I think the city decided after the fire, when it needed to rely on the Philadelphia Fire Companies to come down and save it, because it didn't have a good fire system in place, that it would build a series of neighborhood firehouses, and this is one of them. So there are two bay windows out front that were restored in 1980 as part of our renovation process, but they were where the horses and carriages, the fire engines, would come in. And so this ground floor here that we're sitting on had a pitched floor so that all of the muck could be washed onto the streets, because remember, the horses were cared for in here too.
The floors are much cleaner in here now that it's a design and branding agency.
Exactly, and that's why there's this series of risers within the building, so it's to cover up the pitched floors that exist naturally.
Clifford Lall, North Charles Street Design Organization, 222 West Saratoga Street. NCSTO is a company that's been in business for 46 years, and we work exclusively for colleges, universities, and schools, and we are a branding agency for them. If you think about it, there are 3,500 colleges and universities in this country. That means there's an awful lot of choice for prospective students and their families to sort through as they're thinking about college. And our job is to help institutions differentiate themselves and, as I say, create preference for themselves. Text white dull, text cream dull, text white uncoated, text cream uncoated, text white cast coated. This is for the print design that we do, a series of paper stocks, different colors, supplies that are available to our art directors and designers. To think that I have landed on a job that I dreamed of years ago, that would be a stretch. I mean, I was going to be a professional baseball player, of course. But I will tell you, I have a sense of fulfillment with this job and working with the people that I do that I couldn't have ever imagined early on.
You've been robbed how many times?
7. Come and open the door, take all the cigarettes, take all the money, take all, like, 7 times.
Hamza.
What's up, man?
You have a Clavitin? Give me one medicine.
My name Hamza Al-Hudaifin, 203 West Saratoga. Saratoga Grocery Store, LLC.
Amigo! Que pasa?
Bienvenido. I'm from Yemen. It's an Arabic country. I came in here like 2.5 years. We can't go back in my country. No house, no nothing, like everything done.
11:54. Tell me how many hours a day, how many days a week you're in this shop?
Every day. 7, 8 in the morning, sometimes 2, sometimes 3 in the night. I leave upstairs, up the store, finish work, go upstairs. Finish work, go upstairs. But one room, like all this one room, no shower. I go take shower sometimes, my friends sometimes, you know.
What does it do to your mind to always just be here?
Like, yeah, brother, you know, sometimes you say, Alhamdulillah, you know. It's enough for me. What I want, I don't want nothing. Nothing else.
When he first came, I wrote the alphabet down, tried to decipher his alphabet from the English alphabet, you know, try to teach him how to add and subtract the way we did, you know, different stuff like that. My name is William Donovan. We around the same age, and I just hang, talk to him, because, you know, he's the only person that really works here. It's his business, and it's all his money. He has to pay all the bills. And, you know, if you're sitting in your business all day, you need somebody to talk to, you know what I mean? You want to get something to eat, you can't leave your business. Or if you do want to leave and go out and get some fresh air, you need somebody that you can trust that's not going to steal from you, you know? Stuff like that, you know? When you first came and you were sending money to your father and your mother, you send me $1,500, $2,000 sometimes, you send me to the store. And you seem happy when I bring you the receipt back. You happy, you sending money to your family. It's good.
Because, you know, sometimes you owe somebody money. Like when you open business, you take money for everybody this way, this way, this way. Like when you give him his money back, of course, you're going to be happy. Because you make business.
So I wonder, William, if there's a question that you always wanted to ask Hamza that you haven't had a chance to ask him.
Yeah, it's a lot. Let me see. The main thing I would like to ask him would be, is he happy with his life?
Don't ask me. Ask him.
Are you happy here in Baltimore? You know, working in your store.
One day, like, I'm going to leave all this headache. All this headache, I'm going to leave it one day. I'm going to leave it one day. I'm going to, like, find a good life. $3.
You've been listening to Out of the Blocks.
From the minds of radio producer Aaron Hinken and music producer Wendell Patrick.
You can podcast this series and check out photos and videos online
at wypr.org/outoftheblocks.
Aaron and Wendell want to thank every one of us who took a leap of faith
and shared our stories and our lives.
For 88.1
WYPR,
the NPR news station.
This is 200 West Saratoga Street.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Signing off. Signing off.